shared with us at the summer conference.
上个星期有弟兄问我能不能简短的把 Dana 弟兄他所讲的信息来总结一下。
The Lord has been looking for a testimony of himself on this earth since the day man was created.
主耶稣呢其实从人创造之后就要在这地上来寻找能把他自己见证出来的。
So all the history of mankind, God has been looking for his testimony.
所以在人类的历史上整个历史神都在看这个见证。
Our brother Dana took 3 evenings for about an hour and a half each evening to share this matter of the testimony.
那 Dana 弟兄呢三个晚上每个晚上都有大概一个半小时来分享耶稣的见证。
And now it's my task to summarize that in 10 minutes.
我的挑战呢就是10分钟把这所有的总结出来。
So an advertisement right now, we need to fellowship with one another every moment we have a chance on what this testimony of the Lord Jesus is.
那就像这个广告一样我现在先讲出来就是大家我们需要彼此的交通把耶稣的见证见证出来。
Not just from the pulpit, not just from the fellowship time,But every moment we have to gather with the saints, phone call, email, we desire to testify of what the testimony of the Lord Jesus is.
不是光是在讲台或者光是我们彼此交谈的时候，甚至在我们每一个时刻，不管你是在电话里的交通，或者是任何其他的时候，我们都要来彼此见证，把耶稣的见证显明出来。
Our brother began the conference speaking of a story in which he mentioned 3 very tragic events.
Dana 弟兄开始的时候讲到三个悲剧的故事，就是关系到耶稣的见证。
The people of Israel were worshiping, were doing service, were going to meetings in Shiloh.
以色列民当时他们在敬拜、在服侍神的时候，去一个地方叫示罗。
The tragic event there was the Ark of the Covenant had been taken away by the Philistines.
当时的悲剧就是这个见证的约柜被腓力士人掳去。
And despite lacking the presence of God, the people of Israel continued to go their way.
虽然当时神的见证是不在的，但是这些人却不顾这些，一直在示罗做他们外面的事情。
This was a time in history, in the Israelite history, where there was no vision of Jesus, and therefore the people were perishing and casting off restraint.
这是在历史上一个黑暗的时刻，就是耶稣基督并不在他们中间，但是他们没有这样的启示，却是这样的在死亡里面来服侍。
Thank the Lord for our wonderful brother David, who had a heart after God.
但感谢神，我们的弟兄大卫，他是合神心意的。
Ever since Abraham left his home and began to be a pilgrim, he was looking for a city of foundations.
从亚伯拉罕离开他本族本乡之后，他就要寻找这个天上有根有基的城。
Whose foundation is Christ?
其实这个根基就是耶稣，就是基督。
And it wasn't until David realized we need to seize Jerusalem from the Jebusites to find that city.
只有那个大卫在当时他体会到要夺取耶路撒冷要夺取耶布斯这个城
And the wonderful thing about David is he always continued to seek and he was continually repentant and even finding Jerusalem he went out and said we need the ark we need the testimony of the Lord Jesus here in Jerusalem
那大卫最宝贵的是他一直在寻求一直在神面前悔改虽然已经夺取了耶路撒冷他还是说我们要寻找耶柜
So we begin to see this change from this tragic story of Shiloh.
所以我们就看到示罗的故事被转变过来。
But then, as often is the case, man fell, and Uzzah was hired to bring in the ark.
那像许多的时候一样，这个故事又重复，就是人又堕落。这个乌撒他是来运这个神的约柜。
Dana said it so clearly. Uzzah was a hired man to do God's will by man's way.
Dana 弟兄说得很清楚乌撒是被人所雇按照人的办法来做神的事
There was too much of man in bringing in the testimony of the ark
在把这个见证的约柜运回来的时候太多人的办法在里面
And this testimony is so precious that the Lord struck Uzzah down when he with his man's hand touched the ark
那这个这个事情结果就是当乌撒的手来扶约柜的时候神当场击杀了他
But there were those people that had been consecrated by the Lord Jesus the Levites who could bring in the testimony or the Ark of the Covenant.
只有被神分别为圣的利未人才能够把约柜带回到耶路撒冷。
King David again repented. He went back to the word, and he found that the Levites can bring in the Ark of the Covenant.
大卫王他又一次的悔改，然后在神的话里面，他找到答案，就是只有利未人能够把约柜带回耶路撒冷。
Of course, we know the story is that even as time went on, the Levites began to falter. They began to buy property, they began to buy land, and became people of the world no longer consecrated.
那我们看到这个事情的发展又像以前一样，这些利未人呢？他们开始转变，他们开始有自己的财产，有自己的田地。这个时候呢，他们就没有再把自己真正的奉献在神面前。
I think this was a wonderful warning from the Old Testament that we are to be people that seek the testimony of Jesus, but not with the hands of man.
这对我们是一个很深的提醒，一个警惕，就是我们不应该用自己的方法来寻求神的同在。
It's even why recently we've shared so much about the Lord's table and the importance of Christians coming around the table, repentant, forgiving one another, repenting so that we may be consecrated to take the Lord's table.
就像我们前一段在饼杯面前一直被提醒，作为基督徒我们要真是彼此的求赦免，而且到神的面前我们需要有一个配得的态度。
On the second day,our brother Dana revealed to us the answer to these tragic flaws of man.
那第二天 Dana 弟兄就让我们看到对这些堕落的人他们这些悲剧的一些答案。
When he spoke of the testimony of Jesus here on this earth.
他就提到耶稣基督在这个地上的见证。
When Jesus was on this earth, he was God.
当耶稣在地上的时候他就是神自己。
And that's why he could say, I am the bread, I am the light, I am the door.
所以他可以说我就是生命的粮我就是门我就是光
I am the good shepherd
我是好牧人
I am the resurrection and the life
我是复活在我生命在我
I am the way, the truth and the life
我就是道路真理生命
and the true vine
我就是真葡萄树
But Jesus was also here as a man
耶稣在地上他也是作为一个人
And what a wonderful testimony
这是何等奇妙的一个见证。
Dana spoke of the two sides of the coin. Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself.
Dana 弟兄就提到这个硬币的两面。耶稣他说离开了父我不能做什么。
Once we see that side of the coin, we can flip the coin and see that Jesus says, I do what the Father is doing.
当我们看到这一面硬币的这一面再反过来的话就看到耶稣说凭着父我什么事都可以做。
And Jesus fulfilled what his father was wanting since the beginning of time. He found a man in which God could dwell.
在起初的时候主耶稣就提到神他终于找到一个人就是神自己可以在他里面居住。
Not a building, but a man.
不是一个建筑是一个人。
But as our brother shared, unfortunately,We choose instead to remain a carnal Christian.
但是丁娜弟兄也提到，有的时候我们作为这个人，作为基督徒，却来选择，做一个平信徒。
Unlike our Lord Jesus, we live as carnal Christians who think that we can live independent of God.
我们不像主耶稣一样，当我们来做神基督徒的时候。是来选择说我可以凭自己活这个生活。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot be independent from God in our home life, in our jobs, in our fellowship.
其实我们呢凭着自己独立的话不可能在我们的家庭生活在我们的工作在聚会里面来活出这样一个生活。
It's actually quite simple. We have two choices.
非常简单我们有两个选择。
Are we going to be a slave to sin?
或者我们是罪的奴隶
Or a slave to our Lord Jesus Christ?
或者是主耶稣基督的奴仆
May we wake up every morning and make that choice, Lord, I want to be a slave of you today and not a slave to sin.
愿意每天早上我们起来的时候都说主啊我愿意做你的奴仆我不愿意做罪的奴仆
Brothers and sisters, when our individual life is given over to the Lord Jesus,We can begin to be that testimony in a corporate sense.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们每一个人把自己交给主耶稣的话，我们团体就可以来做耶稣的见证。
And it says in Revelation that the church, the gathering, the assembling of the people, again, not a building, is a lampstand.
在启示录里面，那里面讲到，不是个别的基督徒，是这些属神的人聚集在一起，就成为教会，是金灯台。
Of pure gold.
是用金金所造。
Pure means nothing of ourselves, but all of the nature of God.
这个金金，这个纯净就是代表没有我们的成分，全是从神来的。
Number two, in the church, there is no division.
第二，在教会里面是没有分别的。
I think it's a wonderful privilege we have every time we come to this fellowship, we can drive by the Methodist Church.
我们每次当来聚会的时候，都会经过旁边的那个巡礼会。
We can be one with those that are meeting and gathering elsewhere.
我们也与在其他各地的聚集都是合一的。
But we must yield ourselves as a fellowship to the hammering work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们却要把自己让在圣灵这个雕凿的工作里面。
If you are in any way offended by your brothers and sisters, instead of being offended, be reminded that the Holy Spirit is hammering out the flesh.
当我们被弟兄姐妹冒犯的时候，让我们记住，我们不是被人冒犯，而是圣灵在那里做他管教的工作。
And give God glory for that beautiful hammering work of the Holy Spirit.
让我们把荣耀归给神，为着他圣灵所做这个雕凿的工作。
Because there is no perfect church.
因为没有完美的教会。
As our brother said, only a perfecting, ongoing work.
像弟兄所讲到的，只有是在完全路上的教会。
Brothers and sisters, as a fellowship, we are to be a picture of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们聚集在一起的时候，应该是来彰显主耶稣的一个图画。
When anyone walks through the door, whether they're Chinese, American, Caucasian, whatever, they should see not us, but Christ alone.
当有人从这个门里进来，不管他是中国人、美国人、白人，各这样的人，他进来的时候应该是看到主耶稣在我们中间。
We are to come under the headship not of man, but of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不是在人的管理下面，主耶稣是我们的头。
A wonderful book to read regarding this is Colossians.
一个很美妙的那个我们可以来读的就是哥林多前书。
哥罗西书。
The Lord Jesus is to be preeminent.
主耶稣是超越一切的。
Not just number one, everything.
不光只是第一，他是所有。
And we are to be unified. There is to be a beautiful unity.
我们在他里面应该有一个完美的合一。
We as a fellowship are to minister the word in truth and life, light.
我们是应该在诚实和心灵和诚实里面来敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, as a fellowship, if we are a true testimony, we will be persecuted.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们这样做一个团体的聚集，为耶稣做见证的时候，一定是有逼迫。
We need to embrace that persecution.
我们应该来拥抱这个逼迫。
Because he will lift us up in persecution.
因为主耶稣会在这个逼迫里面来高举我们。
And finally, how do we do this, brothers and sisters? How can we be that lampstand that the Lord can use to reveal himself?
下面的问题就是我们怎样来做这个金灯台，怎样来彰显主耶稣自己。
If you have an ear, let us all hear.
圣经上说，凡有耳的都应当听。
And ask ourselves, are we willing to repent?
让我们问自己，我们是不是愿意悔改？
May we no longer be deceived to think that we can be a testimony in ourselves.
让我们不再被欺骗，就是认为自己可以作为这个见证。
And may we say every morning, Lord Jesus, send the Holy Spirit to hammer us into that beautiful lampstand.
每天早上我们说，主耶稣啊，愿你差遣圣灵来雕造我们，成为这个金金的灯台。
And may we encourage each other, not just this one hour, but for the rest of our days, encouraging one another to be that lampstand, that wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ as the groom coming for his bride.
让我们彼此鼓励，在我们不光是这个小时，而是每一天彼此鼓励，让我们一起来做这个金灯台，来彰显主耶稣自己。
上礼拜弟兄打电话要分享的时候，
When the brother called me to ask me to share,
他只给我五分钟。
He only gave me 5 minutes.
所以我们知道孙弟兄他也是讲了三堂。
We also know that Brother Sun has given 3 sermons.
所以我们能够在这希望能够在这短短的几分钟我们能够一起来回想孙弟兄在三个晚上三个早上给我们的分享。
Let's reflect briefly on what Brother Sun has shared.
他第一点呢第一个晚上呢他讲到忠心的要求与呼召。
First, he talked about be faithful to the calling, to the calling.
第二个讲到第二天晚上讲到山下的忠心。
The second day, he shared with being faithful to under the foothill of the mountain.
最后一个早上呢，他讲到如何在乱世中忠心。
The last morning, he shared about how to be faithful in this evil generation.
他首先讲到说神是信实的。
First, he talked about the fact that God is faithful.
在中文里面，这个信实呢，其实就是忠心。
In Chinese, being faithful is being true.
因为信实的字根呢，就是信心。
Because the root of being faithful is faith.
所以呢，他说，忠心呢是由信心来的。
Being true is arising out of being faithful.
我们在神的面前，我们先要有对神的信心，我们才能够忠心。
Before God, we first have to have faith before we can become faithful to Him.
那这个信心忠心呢，就是我们有一个不改变的性格。
Being faithful is to having an unchangeable character.
因为神他自己是信实的。
Because God Himself.
他在哥林多前书一章九节讲到，你们。我们主耶稣一同得份。
Just like 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
因为神的信实，他差遣他的独生爱子来拯救我们。
Because God is faithful, He sent His only begotten beloved Son to save us.
同样的，主耶稣基督也是信实的。
Likewise, the Lord Jesus is also faithful.
因为他是慈悲忠心的大祭司
Because he is the merciful high priest
他在世上也是遵行父所指示他的他忠心的一直从33年半的时间一直到十字架上
On this earth he was also faithful for the entire 33 and a half years from the time he was born until he died on the cross
当主耶稣走了之后真理的圣灵来到我们当中
After Jesus departed, the spirit of truth came into our midst
真理的圣灵也是忠心的
The spirit of truth is also faithful
因为他不是凭自己说乃是把他所听见的都说出来
Because he does not speak on his own accord but whatever he hears, he tells us
所以他说因为三一的神圣父、圣子、圣灵都是忠心的
The Trinity Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all faithful.
所以我们成为神的儿女，我们也要忠心。
So as children of God, we also need to be faithful.
对他讲到马太福音的例子。
He gave the example in Matthew.
对一个人他要到国外去，他按着个人的才干给他的仆人一个人5000两，一个2000两，一个1000两。
Someone is going to travel far away, so according to the talents of his servants, he gave each of his servants one 5 talent, one 2 talent, and one talent.
所以神呢，凭着他给我们的呢，就托付我们，凭着我们的恩赐，他托付给我们5000、2000、1000。
So according to the gifts that he has given us 5 talent, 2 talent, and 1 talent.
他说五千的不多。
He said that it is not too much to have 5 talents.
我们有2000的也不多。
To have 2 talents is not a lot.
我们大家大部分都是1000的。
Most of us only have 1 talent.
那我们就要为神所给我们这1000，我们应当要忠心。
We need to be faithful to this 1 talent that God has entrusted us.
所以说要不多的事上要忠心。
So we need to be faithful in a few things.
将来呢，把更多的事情要来判我们来管理。
In the future, he will make us in charge of many things.
那讲到在哪三方面我们要忠心呢？
He mentioned in three aspects that we need to be faithful.
我们要忠于他的名。
We need to be faithful to his name.
我们要忠于他自己。
We need to be faithful to he himself.
我们要忠于他的旨意。
We need to be faithful to his will.
就是他的，也是他的托付。
Which is also his entrustment.
他这里讲到终于他的名呢就是用夫妻的关系来说这个关系
He used the illustration of husband and wife to illustrate how to be faithful to his name
妻子呢应该对丈夫要忠心
Wives need to be faithful to their husbands
就讲到教会的关系
He mentioned the relationship of the church
就是教会是神的心腹
The church is the bride of God.
想到以色列人对神的不忠。
He mentioned the unfaithfulness of the Israelites.
所以这是我们的警戒。
So this is an alerting example for us.
那我们要忠于他自己。
We also need to be faithful to he himself.
讲到是朋友的关系。
He used the friendship illustration.
他讲到亚伯拉罕。
He talked about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham was a friend of God.
当要灭索多玛的时候。
When God was about to destroy Sodom,
他让亚伯拉罕知道。
He let Abraham knew ahead of time.
所以当亚伯拉罕神要亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，神可以坦然无惧的来献上。
So when God wanted Abraham to offer up Isaac, he could trust that Abraham would be faithful to offer up his son.
所以讲到亚伯拉罕的忠心，是朋友忠心到他可以把他最所爱的儿子来献上。
So he mentioned that to being faithful to himself, we could be like Abraham to even offer up our own son.
第三点就是忠于他的旨意。
Thirdly, we need to be faithful to his will.
忠于他所托付的。
We need to be faithful to what he has entrusted us.
这也是主要他在第二天所讲到的。
This is also what Brother Sun mentioned on the second day.
他特别讲到摩西。
He particularly mentioned Moses.
摩西呢，神在西乃山上启示他。建造帐幕的样式。
God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai the pattern of the mount.
所以神呢，把自己显示给摩西。
So God revealed himself to Moses.
那摩西呢，他就照着山上的样式呢，他来建造会幕。
And Moses built the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mount.
他照着山上的样式，他忠心的来完成这个会幕。
According to the pattern on the mount, he faithfully executed this task.
所以很多时候我们有山上的样式。
A lot of times we have the pattern on the mount.
我们是不是忠心的在山下来完成这个工作？
However, are we faithful in serving him at the foothill of the mountain?
所以弟兄特别警惕我们。
Our brother particularly alerted us.
所以今天我们有很多的谈论。
Today we have much discussion.
我们也知道很多道理。
We also know a lot of theology.
可是我们没有行动。
However, we lack action.
而且这个山下的工作是非常的重要。
Particularly, the work at the foothill of the mountain is very important.
一定要照着山上的样式。
It has to be done according to the pattern on the mount.
不是说随着自己的意思，觉得说这样好就这么做，这样不好就不做。
It cannot be done according to our own will, and if we think it is good, we'll do it. If we don't think it is good, then we don't do it.
一定要照神的样式。
It has to be done according to the pattern of God.
所以怎么样呢？怎么样做呢？
So how do we do it?
他都讲到说要当身体献上，当作活祭。
He mentioned that we have to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
很多时候他说神要我们的心。
A lot of times he said that God wanted our heart.
可是在这里讲说，在保罗劝勉我们要把身体献上。
However, here it mentioned that Paul wanted us to offer up our bodies.
因为我们的心随时在改变。
Because our hearts are constantly changing.
所以神不要我们这个随时改变的心。
So God does not want our ever-changing heart.
所以神要的是我们这个全能。
God wants our entire body being.
那最后在第三天呢，我们讲到如何在这乱世中忠心。
On the last day, he mentioned how to be faithful in this evil and adulterous generation.
因为在提摩太后书三章那边讲到这个世代实在是败坏。
In 2 Timothy 3, it talks about how degraded this generation was.
所以我们在这个世代怎么忠心，实在是要神来启示我们。
So how to be faithful in this generation has to be done according to the revelation of God.
弟兄呢，用启示录来讲到怎么样在这个忠心的原则。
Brothers talked about principles of being faithful according to the book of Revelation.
也就是神工作的法则。
And this is also the principle by which God worked.
在启示录在创世纪第一章第一节。
In Genesis 1:1.
他说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们知道神起初造天地的时候是完美的。
We know that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, it was beautiful.
到创世纪第一章第二节，他说地变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
However, when I get to verse 2 of Genesis 1, the earth was formless and void.
就世界变得败坏。
And the earth has become degraded.
所以呢，神就开始恢复的工作。
And so God started the work of restoration.
所以第一个呢，神的灵运行在水面上。
So first, the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface.
这就是圣灵的工作。
So this is the work of the Spirit.
所以神圣灵的工作呢，就是圣灵它会带来生命。
So the work of God is through the Spirit, which would bring forth life.
他说很多时候我们只注重神的恩赐跟能力。
A lot of times we only emphasize on God's power and gifts.
我们实在应该要活在圣灵的恩膏的底下。
We truly should live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
顺从圣灵的带领。
And be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那第二点呢，就是第三节，神说要有光，就有光。
And secondly, in verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light.
所以神工作的法则就是神说，事就成。
So the principle by which God worked is such that when he says something, it happens.
我们今天怎么知道神说什么呢？
Today, how do we know what he has said?
就是圣读经。
It is through reading his word.
所以弟兄鼓励我们要读经，知道神的话，神的心意，那我们把它做出来。
So our brother encouraged us to read the word so that we know his will and live out his word.
那第三点呢，就是神看光是好，就把光暗分开了。
And so, God separated the light from the darkness because the light was good.
把光暗分开就是一个分别的工作。
This is the work of separation.
就是神要我们与这世界分别。
God wanted us to be separated from the world.
来过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy living.
因为神自己是圣洁的。
Because God himself is holy.
那最后一点呢，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
And finally, God called the light day and the darkness he called night.
就是有黑夜，有晚上。
And so there was night, darkness.
就是生与死。
Which is death and life.
就是要十字架的经历。
So this is the experience of the cross.
就是要我们这个旧人呢，要死得透彻。
So our old man has to be done to be dead thoroughly.
他特别讲到说，我们在主里面的人，我们死了，我们说睡了。
In particular, he mentioned that we who are in the Lord, when we die, we say that he has fallen asleep.
So, 我们每天晚上我们都睡了。
So every night we sleep.
所以我们就应该睡得很好。
So we need to sleep well.
怎么样睡得好呢？就睡得像死了一样。
So to sleep well, we have to sleep as if we're slumbering like death.
那我们明天起来的时候又重新又活过来了。
So the next day we live again.
我们就活得有精神。
So we have energy.
所以我们在生活上，我们在对我们的老我，我们自己要死得透彻。
So in our living, we have to be dead thoroughly to our old man.
要有十字架的经历。
We have to have the experience of the cross.
所以这个总结都如何在这个乱世中，我们怎么在对主来忠心呢？
So finally, how do we be faithful in this evil and adulterous generation?
再给大家就是要顺从圣灵的带领。
We need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
读神的话语。
We need to read the Word of God.
分别过圣洁的生活。
We need to lead a separated and consecrated life.
有十字架的经历。
And we have the experience of the cross.
那最后弟兄讲到说，我们要像士美拿教会一样。
Finally, our brother encouraged us to be like the church in Smyrna.
因为士美拿是启示录讲到这七个教会的一个。
Because Smyrna is one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
它是一个受苦的教会。
It is a church of tribulation.
弟兄也讲到说，在走这十字架的道上是有苦难。
A brother also mentioned that on the way of the cross, we will have tribulation.
可是呢，这里针对士美拿教会讲到，你务要至死忠心。
However, here God told the church of Smyrna that be faithful until death.
所以我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄也借着这一次的分享，实在让我们看到，我们实在在神的面前，我们应该要忠心。
We truly see that we need to be faithful before God.
忠心神所托付我们的。
And we need to be faithful to what He has entrusted us.
感谢主。那下面的时间我就交给弟兄姐妹。如果你要分享的话，我们控制在三分钟的时间，你就举个手，我麦克风拿给你。
Now we give the time for sharing, and if you would like to share, we would like to limit your time to 3 minutes.
Praise the Lord for him speaking to us during the conference.
赞美神，因为他在夏令会里面向我们讲话。
Anytime he speaks to us, I am always reminded of a verse from John chapter 6.
啊，每次当神这样讲话的时候，我就被提醒是在约翰福音第六章里面。
In the context of this chapter, Jesus proclaimed that he is the bread of life. And then many of his followers got confused and say, this word is so hard, this word is difficult. How can we follow this teaching?
在第六章里面主耶稣说他是生命的粮，他的许多跟随的人就说这话太难了，怎么让吃他喝他呢？
And then in verse 67, Jesus therefore said to the 12 disciples, will ye also go away?
第67节主耶稣就问他的那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast words of life eternal.
西门彼得就回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Anytime the Lord speaks, it always reminds us that His word is eternal. His word is life.
每一次当神讲话的时候，我们就知道主耶稣他是永远的，他就是这个生命。
To know Christ is eternal life.
我们认识主耶稣就是永生。
As I was driving in today,
当今天我在开车来的时候，
I was meditating on what points that I want to share upon.
我就在想我应该在哪个方面跟大家分享。
And the Lord just brought to my attention two points that I want to share.
主就提醒我有两点。
I know Stephen Bohr always puts it into three points, but I'm just going to use two points this time.
Stephen 弟兄总是不管什么事都总结三点，我是只有两点。
Number one.
第一。
Brother Godwin's son mentioned about the burning bush.
孙弟兄讲到这个燃烧的荆棘。
This thorn bush that Moses saw burning in the desert, it is just an ordinary thorn bush.
在沙漠里面在旷野里面摩西所看到的这个荆棘只是一般的荆棘。
Nothing special about this thorn bush.
这个荆棘没有特别。
But then there is fire and the thorn bush was not consumed.
但是有这个火在它里面，虽然有火这个荆棘却不被烧坏。
This thorn bush represents the life of Moses.
那这个荆棘也代表摩西的生命。
For his first 40 years in his walk, he was the prince of Egypt.
四十年前四十年在他生命里面是埃及的王子。
According to Jewish tradition, he even conquered Ethiopia.
根据那个犹太人的记载，他甚至征服了埃塞俄比亚。
He was mighty indeed, and he was educated in Egypt.
他是大有能力，而且受了很多的教育。
He thought.He was the one chosen to lead the people of God out of Egypt.
他曾经想过，他就应该是被神拣选带神的子民出埃及的。
So one day he committed murder.
但是有一天他却杀了人。
And he was driven out of Egypt into the desert.
因为这个，他从埃及逃到旷野。
For 40 years, he was in the desert, taking care of sheep and taking care of goats.
在四十年之中，他就来牧养这些。
That is such a reduction in status because he was once the prince of Egypt and now he's just a shepherd in the Sinai desert.
对他来讲，这地位就被降低了。现在他只是在西乃旷野里面牧羊的人，而不是埃及的王子。
But one day he saw the burning bush, the burning thorn bush, in which the fire of God does not consume it.
那有一天他就看到这个燃烧的荆棘，神圣的火在这个荆棘上，荆棘却不烧毁。
This speaks of consecration.
这个就是讲到奉献。
We all have to come to a point in our services and realize that we are just ordinary. There's nothing special in us. We are just this ordinary thorn bush.
那我们在服事里面总要到这个地步，就是说看到自己是这么的平常，这么的没有什么不寻常。
But then there is the fire of God.
但是却有神的火。
When we are living sacrifice, then his fire provides life for us.
当我们这样。作为活祭献给神的时候，神的火就像这个生命可以从我们里面出来。
It reminds me the story of F.B. Meyer and C.T. Studd.
这就让我想到 F.B. Meyer 弟兄跟 C.T. Studd 弟兄。
One day, C.T. Studd went to stay over at F.B. Meyer's house.
有一天，这个 C.T. Studd 弟兄去到 F.B. Meyer 弟兄家里住。
F.B. Meyer realized that C.T. Studd was staying up late at night.And so he went into the room to see what is going on, since he was a good host.
F.B. Meyer 弟兄呢，因为他是一个好的主人，所以他发现 C.T. Studd 弟兄很晚的时候还没有就寝。
And then,
或者是很早就起来了。
Yeah, and then C.T. Studd simply said that he was searching through the scriptures to find another commandment from the Lord, because every day there's something new in the scriptures that the Lord reveals to him.
C.T. Studd 的弟兄就说，我是在神的话里面寻找，寻找有什么命令我可以遵守的。今天神一定要给我一些新的命令。
And then F.B. Meyer said, give me what you have.
F.B. Meyer 弟兄就说，我愿意你所有的，把这个给我。
C.T. Studd simply replied to him, have you consecrated yourself wholly, fully, completely to the Lord?
C.T. Studd 弟兄就问 F.B. Meyer 弟兄，你有没有奉献，有没有完全的，没有保留的奉献。
So that day, F.B. Meyer went before the Lord and slowly consecrated himself to the Lord.
那一天 F.B. Meyer 弟兄就是来到神面前，虽然有一段的时间，但是他慢慢的把自己完全归给神。
He handed over keys in his life.
在他生命里有许多的钥匙，他都交给神。
And then, but there was one key he wanted to keep for himself.
但是有一个钥匙，他想自己留下来。
And then the Lord appeared to him and demanded that F.B. Meyer turn over the key.
但主就向他显现，而且向他来命令说：“你把这个钥匙交给我。”
F.B. Meyer was unwilling.
但是 F.B. Meyer 弟兄他不愿意。
And then the Lord slowly walked away as though he was leaving F.B. Meyer.
那主耶稣就似乎是慢慢的离开他，从他面前走开。
And then F.B. Meyer cried out, "Make me willing to be willing."
F.B. Meyer 弟兄就从心里喊出来，就是让我愿意。
And that caused him to turn over this final key to the Lord.
那这件事就让 F.B. Meyer 弟兄完全的。最后一个钥匙也交给神。
Our brother Stephen Bohr during the summer conference shared with him himself by A.B. Simpson.
Stephen 弟兄在领诗的时候也来跟大家分享过有关一个诗歌的故事，就是 A.B. Simpson 弟兄。
And then it's the words that A.B. Simpson wrote is so precious.
A.B. Simpson 弟兄他写的这些诗歌是这么的好。
He said, "Once it was a blessing, now it is the Lord."
他说前要的是祝福，今要主自己。
Once it was a feeling, now it is his word.
前要的是医治，今要主而已。
Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own.
前我贪求恩赐，现要赐恩者。
Once I sought for healing, now himself alone.
前我寻求能力，现在我要全能者。
All in all forever, Jesus will I sing.
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不已。
Everything in Jesus and Jesus everything.
一切在基督里，主是我一切。
That is service. When we realize that it's only the Lord, it's only from the Lord that we can serve. It's only from His strength that we can serve. It's only from being consecrated to the Lord that we can serve.
这就是侍奉。只有当我们在主里面，我们才能侍奉。只有把我们完全的奉献给主，才能有侍奉。
Now, there was a hymn written by Charles Wesley that talks about his experience about the burning bush.
Charles Wesley 弟兄他也曾经写过一首诗歌是关于奉献。
This hymn is entitled, O Thou Who Camest From Above.
这个诗歌的就是那一位从上而来的。
It says, O Thou Who Camest From Above, the pure celestial fire to impart.
他说这位从上而来的这纯洁超越的火在里面燃烧。
Kindle a flame of sacred love upon the main altar of my heart.
愿这火在我心里面成为祭坛。
There let it for thy glory burn with inextinguishable blaze.
愿意这火的荣耀在我里面燃烧成为不熄灭的火焰。
And trembling to its source return in humble prayer and fervent praise.
让我在这里面可以谦卑，可以忏悔，可以把荣耀，把赞美归给你。
Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee.
主耶稣，求你来鉴察我的心，让我的工作、行事、生活、思想都为着你。
Still, let me guard the holy fire and still stir up thy gift in me.
让我保守这个圣火，而且来让我的恩赐眺望。
Ready for all thy perfect will, my acts of faith and love repeat.
让我在你完全旨意面前可以预备好。而且成为忠心爱你的仆人。
Till death, thy endless mercy seal, and make my sacrifice complete.
直到我生命完止的时候，我的奉献也是完全。
I said I would speak on two points. So,
我说我要分享两点。
So the first one was on the burning thorn bush.
第一个是关于这个燃烧的荆棘。
And number two is the both brothers is warning us about the Lord's imminent return.
那第二就是两个弟兄都跟我们提醒，就是主他最后的第二次再来。
And then I remember Brother Dana at the final message, he said, "Those who hold the testimony of Jesus bring the entire church into glory."
Dana 弟兄提到，就是那些能够举起神见证的人，也能够带着教会一同进入到这个荣耀里面。
When the Lord sees His reflection in the assembly, He will return.
当主耶稣真的在教会里面看到他自己的反射的话，他会再来。
Why was I excited about this statement?
那我为什么对这件事这么的激动呢？
Last year, Brother Ernie concluded his Brother Ernie Heil concluded his message talking about the passion of Paul.
上一次夏令会 Ernie Heil 弟兄他在最后总结的时候讲到保罗他里面的激情。
And this happened to be the same theme of the conference in Virginia that was 2 weeks afterwards.
正好那一年两周之后在 Virginia 的那个特会也是同样的信息。
Again, this time we concluded on the Lord's return.
今年的信息也是总结在主的再来。
And in 2 weeks in the conference in Virginia, it's talking about, the conference theme is about hastening the Lord's return, waiting for and hastening the Lord's return.
当年那个两周后在 Virginia 的特会呢是讲到等候并且催促主的再来。
Look up and know that your redemption draw nigh.
我们爱主而且知道他快要来。
So that's, and so when I see again this tie-in, it just shows that the Lord is speaking. The Lord is reminding us that we ought to be a people ready for his return.
我现在也看到主真的是说话，也来提醒我们，我们要来预备他的再来。
I will conclude with some verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我想总结在哥林多后书第五章。
I read this morning.
今天早上我读到这一个章节。
And then Sister Helen also mentioned about this verse in her prayer.
Helen 姐妹在她今天今早祷告也提到这里。
Let me first read the verse that puts it into context. It's verse 10. It says, "For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of the Christ.That each may receive the things done in the body, according it be good or evil."
第十节他说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Verse 14 to 17. Verse 14 is where our sister Helen King prayed from.
今天早上 Helen 弟兄就是用第十四节来祷告。
For the love of the Christ constrains us, having judged this, that one died for all, then all have died.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
So that we henceforth know no one according to flesh, but if even we have known Christ according to flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
So if anyone be in Christ, there is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
My two points that I made tie in together.
我的两点都是在一起。
Your consecrated life before the Lord makes you ready to appear before the Lord on that.Day of the judgment seat of Christ.
当我们这样完全奉献给主的时候，会让我们预备好在主耶稣基督审判的台前显露。
May we all, when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ, may He say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Now, go ahead.
愿意我们都可以在基督台前说就是站立，而且主耶稣可以对我们说又良善又忠心的仆人。
Now enter into the joy of your master.
现在你可以进来享受主人的快乐。
走。
好，底下有要分享的弟兄姐妹就请举个手。
Whoever would like to share, please raise your hand.
诗篇122篇第一节，
Psalm 122, verse 1.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
以斯帖记第二章。
Esther chapter 2.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
王爱以斯帖过于爱众女，他在王面前蒙宠爱，比众处女更甚。王就把王后的冠冕戴在他头上，立他为王后。
Esther 2:17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. And he set the royal crown upon her head and made her a queen.
以斯帖记第四章十四节。
Esther verse 4:14.
此时你若闭口不言，由大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必定灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
彼得后书第一章第八节。
First Peter 1:8.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter 1:8.
第一章第八节。
Second Peter 1:8.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
十一节
Verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
三章十八节
3:8.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。三章十八节，彼得后书三章十八节。
3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
这次夏令会，我想许多弟兄姊妹都是非常喜乐。
I think that a lot of brothers and sisters were joyful during the summer conference.
那有一群人是更喜乐。
But there's a group of people who were even more joyful.
就是我们的孩子们。
They were our children.
如果你们注意到，很多小孩头上都戴着王冠。
You may notice that many children have crowns on their heads.
尤其有的小女生，她们的王冠都不肯拿下来。
There was one little girl who would not remove her crown.
你们大可以猜到，她们这一次读的是《以斯帖记》。
You could probably guess that they studied Esther this time.
她们每个人都想做王后。
Every one of them wanted to be queen.
那我也希望在这里能。要在主里要感谢一些弟兄姊妹参与儿童服事。
I want to give thanks to the brothers and sisters who participate in the children's ministry.
有教课的老师，有带唱诗歌的老师，有做劳作的老师。
There are teachers there are teachers who teach songs, and there are also teachers of crafts.
还有带晨更的老师。
There are also teachers of the morning watch.
还有几位弟兄姊妹非常辛苦。
And there were also a few brothers and sisters who labored and toiled.
他们每一次要在聚会结束以前去接孩子。
They had to pick up their children before the meeting ended.
然后带这些孩子去吃饭。
And they had to bring these children to the meals.
吃完饭以后要在 lobby 等他们的父母来接这些孩子。
And they had to wait in the lobby for these children's parents to pick up their children after mealtime.
所以许多弟兄姊妹能够有更多的时间来与众圣徒交通。
And so that would enable more brothers and sisters to have further fellowship with the saints.
所以很感谢许多弟兄姊妹的摆上。
So we thank you for all the brothers and sisters who have put in so much.
那如果你们看到有一些初中生手上都拿着花盆
You may also see some middle school children with flower pots.
因为他们这次读的是彼得后书
Because they were studying 2 Peter.
所以服侍他们的年轻人就想到了他们 要他们每个人都把种子种在花盆里。
So the young adults who were serving them decided to let them plant seeds in the flower pots.
让他们带回家，好提醒他们不要闲懒不结果子。
So that they can bring the flower pot home to remind them that they cannot be unfruitful.
所以很感谢主，这一次也非常保守这些孩子们和年轻人。
We thank the Lord for having kept our children and our young people.
我记得以前常常有一些幼儿他们来到陌生的地方就哭闹不停。
I remember before that there would be young toddlers who would come to the summer conference and they would wail all the time.
可是这一次当我从每一次从教室中间走过都觉得非常安静。
But this time, every time I walked by the classrooms, it was extremely quiet.
好像孩子无论大无论小的都非常安息。
These children, regardless of their age, they seem to be at peace.
也非常感谢主
And I particularly thank the Lord
那我们也在祷告中 纪念我们的孩子和年轻人
We will remember our children and young people in our prayers
真是愿意主把以斯帖的性格制作在他们的里面
We truly desire the Lord to constitute the character of Esther in them
叫神与人喜爱他们的心一起增长
So that they would grow in favor with men and God
也真是都是预备整齐其迎接新郎的心腹
and they will be prepared and adorned to be ready as the bride of the lamb
也叫他们 都能够把握现在的机会能够为主做见证
and that they can also seize the opportunity of today to be the testimony of Jesus
而我们众人都能够在恩典和知识上一起长进
so that we can grow in knowledge and grace the entire multitude will grow
We thank the Lord for this opportunity He has given unto us.
感谢主给我们有这样的机会来聚集。
Whenever we are in this kind of conference and when we hear the Lord speaking to us personally,
每次当我们这样在夏令会的时候，都看到主向我们讲话。
That blesses us, and when we share about it, that becomes a blessing to so many others.
当我们也这样来彼此分享的时候，也成为其他人的。
As I was listening to these precious sharings of our dear brothers,
当我听到弟兄们的交通,
Lord started reminding me of the ark.
主就提醒我有关约柜。
The ark is called the ark of the covenant.
约柜是称为见证的约柜。
And the same ark is also called the ark of testimony.
就是见证的约柜。
We know how the ark was taken by the Philistines.
我们知道约柜曾经被非利士人掳去。
Because of the disobedience and sinful behavior of Eli's son, and Eli himself could not correct them.
因为以利他两个儿子这样的不顺服，而且又做了这样罪孽，许多的罪孽，以利也不能来管教他们。
Philistine took the ark to Ashdod.
那非利士人就把他们掳到。
During that time, Eli's daughter-in-law or Phinehas's wife bore a son.
在那个时候，
Phinehas's wife, she delivered a son.
有一个妻子，她有一个孩子出生。
And she named her Ichabod.
然后这个母亲就给她起名字叫。
That scripture is found in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 22.
这是撒母耳记上四章二十二节。
Why she named her Ichabod?
为什么这个孩子被起名叫做以加伯
When she received this news that her husband is killed and her father-in-law was dead.
这是以利的儿妇，她知道她的丈夫也已经去世了。
And above all, the ark of the covenant or ark of the testimony was taken by the enemies.
她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫也都死了。
The meaning of the name Ichabod is glory has departed.
以加伯的意思就是说荣耀离开以色列了。
And this 22nd verse reads, And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken.
第二十一节，他就说荣耀离开以色列了，这是因神的约柜被掳去。
How this glory can depart from someone's personal life or a family or a fellowship or his people?
那神的荣耀怎样从一个个人、从家庭，甚至从一个聚会离开呢？
Disobedience and sin are the obvious reasons.
悖逆跟罪是两个非常显明的原因。
But as the Lord was talking to me during this conference,
但是神在这个夏令会向我来讲话。
When we rob the glory of the Lord, it's the same sin.
当我们偷窃神荣耀的时候，也是在罪里。
When we ourselves or any of our things we put before the Lord,
当我们在自己里面，
as if we are robbing the glory of the Lord,
就是偷窃神的荣耀。
And that is how when the glory is departed,
这就是荣耀怎样离开。
The testimony is gone.
见证也随之离开。
So we all personally and as a family and as a fellowship must be very careful that we may not be those who may rob the glory of God.
所以作为个人、家庭、聚会，我们都要非常小心，不要来偷窃神的荣耀。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
还有没有弟兄姐妹？我们把握时间，我们大概只有还有两位有机会。
Let's treasure the time. We probably have two more sharing.
我本来不想交通的，但是跟我周围的人交谈的时候，
And I was telling them the best way for them to stay awake is if someone next to them shares.
我就说让你们能够不睡觉的唯一一个办法就是我在你旁边的人有人分享。
And the moment I said that, God told me that you need to do it.
当我这样跟他们讲的时候，神突然跟我讲说，那你就要交通。
So God also provided some verses for me to share.
那神也给我一些章节让我可以来分享。
I was talking to another brother in the Yes Group.
我与另外一个在 Yes Group 的弟兄交谈的时候，
And he was talking to me about how in the message, one of the messages during the summer conferenceThe point that struck him was that no church is perfect.
那个弟兄就讲，在夏令会里面有一个点，就是让他非常的得着，就是没有人是完全的。
And what
没有教会是完全的。
And what is God trying to say to our fellowship?
那神要对我们这个聚集讲什么呢？
In regards to what is not pleasing to him.
就是我们这里有没有不让他喜悦的事呢？
And this matter of being faithful.
就是在忠心的事上。
In the Yes Group, we've been praying about what to study during the summer.
在 Yes Group, 我们一直在祷告，在暑期我们读什么书。
And some of the brothers mentioned 1 John.
有人提到约翰一书。
And so, the Lord this morning put some passages for me.
主就借着约翰一书在我心里讲话。
So that's what I will share.
这也是我要分享的。
1 John chapter 3,
约翰一书第三章
verse 11,
十一节。
This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死里。
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
Next passage is in chapter 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Verse 11, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
第十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And verse 12, No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
第十二节，从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
And verse 19,
第十九节,
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
And now I will show you the most excellent way.
十二章二十一节。三十一节，你们要切切求那更大的恩赐。我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
I think that's the word that God has put in my heart in regards to being faithful. What does that mean?
这就是在中心的事上神向我说的几句话。
What does that mean to me, to the Yes Group, and to the fellowship here in the church.
我想这也是神对我，对 Yes Group, 对我们整个聚会所要说的话。
向弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我想主在夏令会里头，除了在早晨和晚上的时间跟我们每一个人说话。
The Lord has spoken to all of us during morning watch and ministry time.
我们也求神来祝福我们在下午的时间按着每个人的需要来对我们说话。
We also ask God to speak to us in the afternoon periods according to each of our needs.
就像我们的主也借着这些老师们在这些年轻人和小孩子当中来说话，他也借着下午的专题来对我们说话。
Just like the Lord uses these teachers and young people to talk to our children, the Lord also uses these special topics in the afternoon to speak to us.
我想我们的主是一位非常实际的主。
Our God is a very practical God.
他谈实际的问题。
He speaks to practical issues.
他 对付实际的问题。
He deals with practical issues.
也对付实际的软弱。
He also deals with practical weaknesses.
也对付实际的罪。
He also deals with practical sins.
所以我们真的是求主来祝福在下午专题，这些我们弟兄姊妹们一起的交通。
The Lord has always blessed this afternoon special topics.
不管是我们讲到夫妻之间，这些小孩的抚养，还有在我们对年轻人 teenager 的这些带领。
Whether these topics deal with husband and wife relationships or how to raise young children and teenagers.
不管是与神同行。还有在每日的灵修这方面。
Whether it is walking with God or a daily morning watch.
就是借着这些弟兄姊妹，我们大家的交通，让我们都能够学习。
Brothers and sisters, we have all learned.
在我们每日灵修这一个专题，我们交通了许多的事情。
In our special topic on spiritual walk, individual spiritual walk, we fellowshiped about on many things.
特别在讲到我们在约翰一书第二章。
In particular, we mentioned about chapter 2 and 1 John.
第二章二十四节讲到，你们要将起初所听见的常存在心里。
In verse 4, it talks about, in all these things we write, so that, verse 4?
24.
Oh, 24. Verse 2, 24.Let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
若将从起初所听见的存在心里，就必住在子里面，也住在父里面。
If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
在我们在这个交通里面，我们弟兄姊妹有一个感慨，讲到实在我们才知道每日的灵修，事实上有很多事情。
Through the fellowship of the brothers and sisters, we have this sighing in our heart that even though we have individual fellowship,
不是只是我们读话读主的话祷告。
It is not just reading the word of God and praying.
我们到主的面前认罪，到主的面前与主同在，这本身就是一个非常重要的每日的灵修。
It is even more important for us to confess our sins and to come before the presence of God.
我交通到许多事情非常奇妙，是这一次我们所交通的，跟在早上跟晚上的信息，有非常奇妙圣灵的带领。
Amazingly, our afternoon sharing corresponds to the morning watch and also the ministry times.
我们在交通到像撒母耳，他之所以在神面前。
We fellowshiped about how Samuel was before the Lord.
主能够用他。
And God can use him.
跟他在主面前的光景很有关系。
Because it has a lot to do with the condition of Samuel before God.
我们最后这孙弟兄在讲到，像撒母耳能够在这乱世的时候，能够在主的面前，愿意在那里持守，听神的话。
And finally, Brother Sun shared at the last ministry time that how Samuel could be faithful in this chaotic times.
在历史历代许多的圣徒当中，在黑暗的光景中，就是有人愿意为主站住。
Throughout all generations, there were brothers and sisters who were willing to stand for the testimony of God and to uphold his testimony.
我们在交通到个人领袖的时候，也特别交通到让撒母耳这样侍立在神面前的时候。
In our afternoon fellowship, when we talk about how Samuel stood before God,
重视神的约柜。
And he's mindful of the Ark of the Covenant.
我们也交通到愿意做一个奉献的人。
We also fellowship about a consecrated person.
像他愿意做一个拿细耳人。
He is willing to be a Nazarite.
一个真正的拿细耳人。
A true Nazarite.
完全的活在神的面前。
He totally lived before God.
神能够借着撒母耳带进了大卫。
Through Samuel, God ushered in King David.
带进了所罗门。
He also ushered in Solomon.
带进了神复兴的工作。
He also ushered in the restoration work of God.
这很奇妙，跟孙弟兄的信息讲到我们要忠心。
Amazingly, this corresponds to Brother Sun's message of being faithful.
只是想借着这样的交通, 希望弟兄姊妹 能够对下午的专题能够也多有祷告。
I share this because I would like all brothers and sisters to pray about the afternoon fellowship.
愿主的话成为我们真正的实际。
May God's word become reality.
让我们真的起来行, 而不是只是谈一谈。
So that we truly act upon them and not just to talk.
求主来祝福他的教会。
May the Lord bless his church. We thank the time that the Lord has prepared for us this morning. From all the sharings, we truly know that God desires for us to become His faithful servant. Our brother shared about a morning watch. I don't know whether you've planted vegetables at your house.
我们知道家里有种菜、有花园的，每天都要浇水。
We know that if you have a garden of vegetables or flowers, you have to water every day.
我们有时候想到要去 summer conference 4天，家里的菜怎么办？
Some of us worry about our vegetables at home if we're going to be gone for 4 days.
可是我们多少时候我们忘记了，我们每天要在主的面前，我们现在知道主自己来浇灌我们的心灵。
However, we omit the fact that every day we need to let God water our whole soul and heart.
实在是神求主常常来光照我们。
We desire for God to enlighten us.
实在在我们他面前要来忠心。
So that before Him we will be truly faithful.
因为我们的神他实在是忠心的。
Because our God is faithful.
我们是来学他的样式。
We need to learn of Him.
我们感谢主给我们这样早上宝贵的时间。We
thank the precious time that He has given us this morning.
我们底下就花点时间，大家回应的祷告。
We want to spend some time to have responsive prayers.